This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And he is a feisty guy, isn't he? You know, I've said, go into the enemy camp. And you know, the enemy camp is certain networks. And a lot of people don't like to, sir, do I have to do that? He just goes, okay. Which one? CNN, MSDNC? He'll say, all right, thank you very much. He actually looks fine. He's still like the only guy I've ever seen. He really looks forward to it. And then he just goes and absolutely obliterates them. Say a couple of words.
Well, Mr. President, I appreciate you allowing me to join you on this incredible journey. I thank you for the trust that you placed in me. And I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
That is J.D. Vance on the stage last night with the president-elect Donald J. Trump. This is completely and totally wild. The results of the election that we have so far last night, the results have resoundingly come back and said, we're sick and tired of the way you've been trying to tell us to do what we do in America. We're going to take this back. We're going to give the guy who did a good job the first time another shot, and we're going to do it with a mandate. And with that, we have news that we are going to. Ethan is in studio with us right now. Ethan, you spent all last night on election coverage, tracking through and making sure that we had the tally correct in studio on our 97.1 coverage. And now we can
stamp it red.
And you see this nice red dry erase marker.
Yes,
I have
you got
here.
Any ink left in
and
it?
Not much. Not much, Annie. You know, once we got later into the night, once we got down to some of these swing states, the font got a little bigger. We got some all caps. And
yes.
We got some updating to do because Michigan has just been stamped red.
That is fantastic. Oh, it is just continuing to mount. It is possible. Ryan was talking about this a lot last night, too. But it is actually possible that the states that are left that haven't quite been called yet could potentially, realistically, all go to Donald Trump. We're going to share our map here throughout the course of the day so that you can watch it. We know that Kamala Harris is supposed to be speaking, I think, right at the beginning of Mark Reardon's show. So Mark Reardon is probably pretty happy to hand over the top of his show to Kamala Harris's concession speech.
You go, finally, I get to hand it over to Kamala Harris. I'm excited about that for the first time.
Yes, one more final time. Let's look at the map here a little bit, and let's pay attention to what is left to call. Ryan, you want to walk us through where we are so far on the electoral vote as I make, I'm going to go here and add Michigan to the red column?
Sure. That puts, well, I'm not looking at the same map as you, so
well,
I guess.
Why don't you look at the one that we're looking at?
It depends,
at
but so yeah.
You can walk through what everybody else is. That would be great. Thank you, dear.
All right. Well, as far as swing states goes, because that's really where it matters, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, all called for Donald J. Trump, the 45th and soon to be 47th president of the United States. The two states that are outstanding, actually, it's three, but Alaska is one of them that's, you know, predicted to go red as well. Nevada and Arizona, both still outstanding right now. That puts us at 292 electoral college votes for Donald Trump. So it's very possible, in fact, likely that he would go over 300 electoral college votes.
I find it hard to believe that Arizona is not going to go red when these other states are going red.
Yeah.
So that'll push him over for sure. Oh, man. You guys, what a night. Thank you to everybody who came out and hung out with us last night on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, who came out and followed along our watch party. And we just kind of went through the night together. We had about 300 people on for the majority of the evening, and we were able to dip into the wonderful coverage that 97.1 had wall to wall. We were able to partner, obviously, with Fox News because we are the local Fox News affiliate. So having the national coverage, being able to have great guests on, Will Scharf on, I heard lots of different people popping onto the coverage that we had on 97.1 FM Talk. It was all hands on deck, but when you put all the hands on deck and you get to celebrate a night like last night, it's incredibly exciting to see.
You want to talk about how brilliant Will Scharf is? Last night he came on our coverage, what, a little bit after 8 o'clock, I think it was, and he said he called it. He was calling. He said the race was over. He said that he was 95% positive that Donald Trump had won that race.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, okay, all right. So he's obviously feeling good, but he's down in Mar-a-Lago, so, you know, he's around his people. So we're taking it, you know, I'm taking it at least with a grain of salt.
Is he a part of the party atmosphere?
Right. I'm taking it with a grain of salt. But then you also hear that Kamala's people are so nervous at their spot. So then you're like, okay. And then the next question, he comes back and he says, oh, yeah, we're also taking the House and the Senate. We're winning all three. And we're like, okay, this guy's definitely feeling good right now. But he's looking good right now. So,
you know, the conversations that I had with Will Scharf, there are a few people who we are guests with, have guests with, that I'll DM with just very casually every once in a while, and I'll just be like, so, like, when I'm being particularly nervous, usually centered around the X post. And by the way, I would like to make a mandate on the Annie Fry show that Elon Musk's one of the patriot saviors of democracy, is that the word we're using? We should start calling it X only. I don't think we should call it Twitter anymore.
Okay.
We should bury.
We can retire that.
We should bury, out of honor and respect to Elon Musk, put Twitter to bed where it belongs. And let's start calling it X, because this guy, none of this happens. There are so many people, so many individual people who are just patriots, who are not government lackeys, who haven't been in the muck and the swamp for so long. People who had this ordained group of individuals who, for whatever particular reason, come around the most unseemly character that the entire country seems to have some sort of opinion on, and most people, it's not like the most positive. That this coalition of people come around Donald Trump with all the right assets. And of course, Elon Musk's greatest asset is this boatload of cash.
Yeah, that's always nice to have.
Where the literal tweet that was on Twitter said, somebody tagged Elon Musk, Elon Musk, you should buy Twitter. And his reply was, how much is it? And then he bought it like a baller. And then he said, you know what? I know this is going to be difficult, but we're going to let people say things here. You're not going to like a lot of things that are said. And he has had to really push back on instances on X where people were saying things that he certainly didn't agree with. And he had to stand by the idea that the discussion and the discourse needs to be there in order for truth to make its way through the muck. And we don't find ourselves at this moment right now where America is going to be freer because of Elon Musk if he doesn't say, how much is it? And just buy Twitter. I will never in the rest of my life think of Pennsylvania and not think of Scott Pressler. There should be statues of Scott Pressler. Scott Pressler, for whatever particular reason, and I'm going to go back. I want to go back and find the interview we did with him after he went to Baltimore and cleaned up. I think his tweet that he put out, his post that he put out, it's going to take me a minute, and you guys are going to all have to work through it with me. The post that he put out on X, I think it was this today, listed out like, I see that I'm trending. And the trending was Scott. And it said trending in conjunction with you did it. On X. Like what a moment to see all of these things coming together so that the people, so that you could still have a voice, so that when you turn on the network news, now it's just for entertainment, not for information. And you can go to whatever outlet you want to go to, and you can get the good feels or the bad feels or the ha 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 feels. You can choose that from your cable news until they decide to start reporting news once again and advocating for you and not the swamp. You can turn them on and you can laugh at them. You can absolutely do that. That's what they did in 2020. We can do that now as well. Those people who have a duty in their profession as journalists to advocate for you, the American citizen, the individual, not the system, where they benefit from the power that they consolidate. You can tune them in and you can laugh at them while they are miserable. But those people are different than the voters in your life that didn't vote for Donald Trump. This is a huge, huge, huge distinction of where we need to be as people who are listening right now, who supported Donald Trump, who have not loved these last 4 years. This dirge that we have had through the last 4 years of every single decision, it's just like you grow such a thick callus to information. Brad said last night, because Brad came on the show in Labor Day week of 2021. He's like, I don't even know how to do this. You don't even know how to do a radio show where it's not just like, nope, Annie doesn't want to hear from AOC. Nope, Annie doesn't want to hear from the ladies from The View, although I tuned in today. Nope, Annie doesn't want to hear from Nancy Pelosi and all of these people who are just like, okay, I can take the information, but I can't take it from them. There are people in your life today that are incredibly sad. And this is the truth of the matter. These people are scared. They're really scared to wake up today in America and know that Donald Trump is going to be the president again. And you might be thinking, oh, Annie, that's just silly. Why would they be scared? It's because these people, the people who were allowed to laugh at in the news media, who are taking buckets and buckets of cash to try to deceive you, those are the people we laugh at. Those are the people who have set aside their journalistic integrity for their own personal gain, and they trade you as the commodity. Those people have lied to people who you love and people who you care about. The people who are in your family, the people who are in your friendship circle, the people who you have been distanced from because we've been made to behave this way, those people matter to you, and they matter more than this. And I think we would all agree, if those people take a deep breath and give it a minute, they'll realize things are about to get better for them in their pocketbook. Things are about to get better for them at the gas pump. Things are about to get safer for them in their communities, on our southern border, on the streets of where, at whatever rural, urban, suburban community you live in. Things are about to get better in this country. They may or may not attribute it to Donald Trump. Don't give them a reason to continue their hatred of Donald Trump in their delusion. Give them a reason to say, you know what? Like so many other people said this election, I might have been wrong about some of this. That doesn't immediately translate into fawning and loving Donald Trump and, you know, worshiping the ground he walks on. Please don't do that. That is not what he is here for. We do not need him for that. But he is the right guy. And he was led back to Washington, D.C. by patriots who are just like you. You've got Elon Musk. There's nobody like Elon Musk. Elon Musk is one of a kind. Scott Pressler, he's just like us, only his heart And I mean, is there a more kind person than Scott Pressler?
I haven't come across one.
He's so incredibly, genuinely kind and hardworking and driven. You have that in you. If Scott Pressler can do this in Pennsylvania, what can we do in Illinois? What can you do in St. Louis? What can you do to work to make sure that the babies' lives in the state of Missouri are valued? What can you do to make sure that the women who are also being lied to, who are also being deceived by the evil that plagues the far left on this abortion issue? These women are being lied to and told to murder their babies. And you know this, and I know this. And some of them don't know this. They'll find out later in their life when maybe they see an ultrasound and they go, excuse me, what is that? If the Scott Presslers can turn Pennsylvania over to the freedom fighters, to Donald Trump, and help win the presidency of the United States, then you are not helpless in Missouri. And these babies still have hope in Missouri. It was an incredibly wonderful night. And Amendment 3 is incredibly, incredibly sad. And I don't spend a lot of time talking about Missouri politics. And we talk a lot about how they have spoils of Republicans over here. But you guys better get your act together. You look at Florida and you see that 60% threshold. Learn. Act. But I think that the people listening to this station right now, the people listening to this show right now, you know what you've learned? You cannot afford. These babies' lives cannot wait for wimpy politicians in some state capital to make the right decision at the right time to protect their lives. You're going to have to take up the helm and you're going to have to do it for them. Do not wait for these politicians on any side of the aisle, on any issue that you're passionate about, to get it right, because they will probably disappoint you. And just because you have a lot of them, I'm talking to you, Republicans now taking over the Senate, Republicans likely maintaining, if not growing potentially, the majority in the House, Donald Trump now taking the executive office. Just because you're there, that's where the work begins. And there's so much work to do. And thank the good Lord in heaven that the Republicans have the opportunity to prove to those people who have been lied to by the deceivers that exist in the air quotes journalistic networks that provide us our news. Thank goodness that the Republicans have the opportunity to show the work, to do the work, to explain to these people, maybe I've been wrong about this. Let's talk more about the results when we come back. Ryan is going to go probably Nerd City on us.
Oh, I'm ready.
Let me at him. You going to crush some turds?
Let's crush some turds. If you weren't on the stream, yeah, you won't know what in the world we're talking about.
Crushing turds, man.
Crushing turds like Mario. Crushing turds in Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3.
Let's get down to the bottom of it. Brad as well has lots of thoughts, I'm sure. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good day. And we are so happy to have you here along with us on the Annie Fry Show and 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back.
For me, and I'm feeling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And the
sun Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I got a text from someone said, Happy VT Day. Victory Trump.
Victory Trump Day.
Yes. I'm okay with that. Let's go.
November 6th, from here on out, shall hence be known as VT
Henceforth.
Day.
Henceforth.
Yes.
Ooh. We can have a Ryan Shire Wigglesworth discussion with whoever that just was, with mm-hmm. Brad.
Yeah, who is that guy, Brad?
I don't have a name for him.
Somebody in the chat will give you a name.
Lives in the back of my brain.
I was talking about the media in the last segment, and I think that this is such an important, huge, huge, important part of what took place in this campaign in this past moment. We talked about this quite a bit, that, you know, YouTube was a major factor in the Obama mm-hmm. original one. People didn't know about YouTube, but they knew how to grasp it and harness it and use it. Trump utilized Facebook in a really, really big way ahead of his time in 2016, in 2020. It was kind of an inverse way of doing it, but essentially the Biden campaign just made it so that they shut everybody down from the bureaucracy of who could talk with whom out of the Justice Department. But podcasters, consumption of discussion of important political situations, where how many times did the people who supported Donald Trump, they're like, we invited everybody on. These are the people who came. Dana White was speaking last night.
I want to thank some people real quick. I want to thank the Nelk Boys, Aiden Ross, Theo Vaughn, Bustin' with the Boys, and last but not least, the mighty and powerful Joe Rogan.
So can you imagine being, I mean, I adore Theo Vaughn. I think he's adorable. That's the best word that I can come up with for it. I think he's adorable. I'm sure he'd really appreciate that. Can you imagine Donald Trump wins re-election in the most historic political comeback of all time, and Dana White is on the stage with Donald Trump going, Theo Vaughn. That's the impact here.
And I don't know what these people think about that. I'm sure they're like, oh, that's cool for me. You're getting a lot of attention.
They got to be just jaw dropped. Like, wow.
Yeah. Like, how am I the person that is being thanked at the speech that the president is giving right when he's receiving president-elect title?
I think I can answer that question. I think it's because they were honest. They were fair. They were balanced. They had these people on their show. They let the candidates speak for themselves. And their viewers got to see the real Donald Trump. And they got to see the not weird, totally normal J.D. Vance. And
the most normal person in the history of normal people.
That guy's so normal, it's suspicious.
It is. It's weird.
And then when you look at how the big media outlets portrayed them compared to what people saw on these podcasts, it allowed the truth of who they are to really come through. I have a question for you guys. Do you think this is the, like, not the death knell, but maybe the death knell of the significance of the big media outlets? Is their influence fading, waning, or gone?
Oh my gosh, completely. Which is why I was saying in the first segment, when you are a Trump supporter today, I mean, you couldn't have written this. Like, if you were told when you were sitting in your house in November or December of 2020, January of 2021, if you were sitting there and someone said, this sucks, but here's what happens in 2024, you'd kind of go, okay. Like, it would be it would give you a piece that would make all of this much more bearable, but you didn't have that information. And you guys said it, I think, Ryan, you said it the most yesterday. Like, we have 2020 PTSD. 2022, expectations are high, deliverables are low. So the media, the ability of the media to control your brain and your mind, there might be no bigger casualty.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one of the biggest victories Donald Trump has been able to achieve mm-hmm. in his now 10 years in the public eye in politics, is really smashing the credibility of media. It's like he's so outlandish and he's such a caricature of what you'd think of as a normal president that they can't not take the bait every time. Like, he goes, I heard Joy Behar say it this morning. Well, and she said in the same breath as, we just need to start teaching kids more about how to spot disinformation. This man is going to be a, he said he's going to be a dictator on day one. She said that all in one monologue. Mm. So she is espousing misinformation or disinformation.
She's delusional.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he has broken these people. Yeah. And to your point, Brad, the answer is yes. This has been happening. It's not a quick slide. It's been a slide, though, mm-hmm. to where everybody now questions everything they hear from all sources.
Which is what you should do anyway.
Which is great. Which yes. is the point. So
when we're sitting in our basement last night, I think that the live stream we did was over 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was over 6 hours.
Congratulations to us. Let me raise my little styrofoam glass here.
It's styrofoam glass. Okay. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to put a stop to that, I'm sure. When we're sitting there in my basement and you're watching this, we've done this multiple times. Were in 2020, you went to Disney World.
Accidentally. I had scheduled it for May, and then COVID shut it down. I rescheduled it and didn't realize.
Yeah, we're like 2 weeks away. He goes, oh. So he was sitting in a resort while that was going on. Womp womp. Our producer got COVID. So yes. I sat in my basement by myself. My husband would like come and go and hang out with me, but not on the stream. But last night, the three of us were at a table in my basement. We counted that we had 10 screens at minimum in one room up in front of us, and we're taking in all this information. But while you're in there and you're just like kind of calling balls and strikes and reacting in real time, it's kind of hard to like process it emotionally. I mean, so much stuff is happening and you got to stay on task the whole time. So I'm just kind of wondering, Ryan, like today, apart from it, where you're just able to sit and think in your own thoughts, any interesting takeaways from the night, from the way it's materialized? We have Trump at 292 right now because Michigan was called. They waited until we started the show, which was really, really kind. I had asked them to do that. Michigan.
You have an in with Jocelyn Benson.
Is that Ariel?
She's like
from
the Secretary of State.
Oh,
he's dropping
that's Jody
names.
Benson. Yeah. 292 Trump to Harris is 226. Swing states are still out there to be picked up, and Trump looks good in all of them. The day after, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I have not had a chance to process this. So when you started the show today and you said, well, welcome to a world where we're calling Donald Trump president-elect again, it was like a wave of fresh understanding washed over me. And I, oh, my God.
2016 was like that.
It was, and it is that way again, I think, because we've been on. I mean, we're not able to sort of just sit and text with people.
Ruminate.
This morning, I got here at the normal time. I thought, I'm going to try to sleep in. Couldn't sleep in. It's just too much going on. Showed up, trying to get some work done, doing some promos. I actually wrote one last night in the midst of all of it.
Yeah.
That our voice guy
while
sent back to me.
Crushing turrets in the studio.
Yeah, crushing some turrets. And he sent it back to me. And part of the copy, you'll hear it run probably in our show because it's running now. It says, This is real. This actually happened. And that's me projecting that, going, yeah, I'm reminding myself. But as far as results go, you know, we said we'd look at some numbers here. Trump looks like he's going to take all 7 swing states.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And that is legitimately what, you know, the needle is pointing to at this point, which is a landslide. That's a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like he's going to carry the popular vote. We're not sure about that yet, but it looks like it. These things will take a little bit of time. But here's another big takeaway that if you're a Politico, you're going, holy smokes, this is being underreported. The Republicans are taking back the Senate. That's a guarantee mm-hmm. now.
But not just taking back the Senate.
They're not just taking it back like, oh, they got to 50-50 and now they're going to have J.D. Vance be the tie-breaking vote. They are now sitting at what is likely 52 seats minimum. Okay? So 52 seat minimum in this day and age is like a substantial majority. But you're sitting here looking at all these states. Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all have yet to be called. Now, these states are mostly trending in a direction that makes you skeptical that they're
going to. In my mind, I'm listening to The Princess Bride going, they're only mostly red.
It doesn't look like Carrie Lake's going to pick it off, but you know, she's still, there's still a lot of that vote to be counted. But I do want to point this out. Now, while Rogers could still win Michigan, McCormick looks like he has a very good chance of winning Pennsylvania. That one is probably the favorite at this point. I always pronounce his name wrong. Hovde is looks like he's behind in Wisconsin. Those are the Republicans. There's one that people are not talking about, and I'm following. There's no articles about this. I'm following the lead pollster for the big newspaper in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He keeps reporting that, and he's a Democrat, don't get me wrong. He keeps reporting that Rosen, the Democrat, is this many votes away. It looks like she's going to lock this thing up over Brown, the Republican. But then he keeps having to drop data like this, for instance. He says, Nye County, and I don't know Nevada, but he does. Mm. Nye County is a very red county. Oh, shoot. They didn't count almost any of the votes in Nye County.
Uh-oh.
So these are being counted now, and it's very possible, he says, Brown, the Republican, will win those votes by at least 2-1. So that's a margin that could...
You're talking about the Nevada Senate race.
Yes, that could push another red senator over the line, but we're still waiting to see.
Man,
that one was way off the radar too. That's why that one's exciting.
Well, I mean, this is something that I remember from 2020. Everybody was so focused on the presidential race, which didn't go the way I wanted it to go, of course, with Joe Biden winning. But the Republicans did take the House, and Nancy Pelosi got sent packing. Who's more relevant today in Washington D.C.? Like, who's had a bigger fall than Nancy Pelosi? What does she have left?
I would hope to throw Chuck Schumer in that category. But, I mean, yeah, you're right. These former leaders.
Yes. It's really quite amazing to see. So, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll get more reaction, of course, throughout the course of today's show. Kamala Harris will be speaking at 3 o'clock. We'll make sure we find out what the plan is to air there and hear Kamala Harris one last time. Oh, man, it makes me want to dance with somebody. I'm so excited, guys. Thank you for being here. Weekend's America, which I have no idea what's next. It's everybody's America today. We'll be right back.
This is...
And if she weasels herself in, if that don't...
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
We're going to have a new border czar.
No, we're going to have a border.
We're going to have a border.
We're going to have a border. And then invent somebody to watch over it.
It's all these things.
Oh, my gosh, it's such a big deal.
They're going to hit slowly. We're going to have somebody enforcing a border again.
You're going to be driving down the road, and that little light bulb moment's going to come for just another thing, and you're going to be smiling really big like a psychopath in your car, mm-hmm. and you're going to be driving, you're going to look to your right, and that person's going to be smiling too.
It's going to be, you know, the middle of March, and you're going to be filling up your car. It's going to be a little cheaper, and you're going to go, oh, yeah, I remember November 6th. They were talking about that.
Did I get a raise?
No, oh, I didn't get a raise.
Yeah, no, nope. Just Trump.
You know what I did? I didn't know what the results were going to be. I had a feeling, but I prepared this ahead of time to do regardless of what the outcome of the election was. It's the greatest, or the reasons why America is a great nation. And so I'll share these. These are from Patrick Henry College, which is for Christ and for liberty is what their motto is.
It's the only way an article like this would ever get released.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I guess if you're reading the 10 reasons why America is truly a great nation, you're probably not going to be reading that from Stanford.
MSNBC.
Any other institution. So I'll go through these and we can just sort of talk about them. First one, America was the first nation to introduce constitutional government to the world.
Bam.
Stamp it red.
We did that.
Darn right we did that. I should have come up with a sounder, or you should have. I just said, we did that.
All right, right. As you literally said, stamp it red when you made a sounder for that.
Number two, America was the first nation to protect religious freedom for all.
So these are things that we're happy about.
We're
America
happy about.
Mm-hmm. In a bipartisan way.
And,
read that one again.
Okay. America was the first nation to protect religious freedom for all.
For all or from all?
for all.
So we get religious freedom.
Yes.
You're not free to be...
Away
to,
from it.
To disallow other people their religious freedom.
I think I see the distinction you're making there in the wording that's in the Bill of Rights, the difference between freedom from religion, which is not in the Constitution, or freedom of religion, which is.
Man, I was subbing a class one time. This was during COVID, and the teacher was home doing remote, so they had to have a substitute in the room. And this teacher tells this class, so the United States had freedom of religion, so the pilgrims wanted to get away from religion. So they left England, said, we don't want your religion anymore. I'm like, okay. And then we don't have to have religion now that we're here. And she like finished the lesson, and as soon as she was done, I was like, that's not accurate at all.
No, that's not. Everybody
knows
that.
They wanted to freely practice their religion, which is what the United States guarantees.
Without an imposed religion that was like serving quasi as the government yes. structure yes. to overlord over you, to take power in the name of religion so that they could rule your lives.
Exactly.
Is that a problem?
Isn't it weird, though, to read these? Think of, you know, we're sitting here in a future Trump America again, and we could be sitting here in a future Kamala world and reading these and going, would we still? I mean, religious freedom has been worn away, but you have somebody who's made that a part of his platform.
You might have it in title. They're like, oh, yeah, of course. No, you can't do that. Well, they asked her that one time, would you honor people's religious objections to abortion, providing abortion services like the Little Sisters Hospital or whatever yes. that was. And she wouldn't say no.
That was recent.
Yes.
That wasn't like one from 2020 that she's backtracked on. That was she said recently. Number three, America defeated Nazi Germany.
Hooray!
Yay!
Yes, let's go.
We did it.
High fives all around.
All right. Raise your styrofoam glasses.
Your what?
Hold on.
I gotta go get one of those. What is that?
By the way, the stuff that's in these glasses will, as of,
it's
I
a
think.
Cup.
Ryan, it can't be styrofoam and glass.
Don't worry about it. I'm using glass as a generic term.
Oh. We're very worried cup. About it.
No, that's don't worry about it. No.
Not glass.
RFK is gonna get the fluoride out of that. That's what I keep reading today. Number four, America stood down Soviet communism in the Cold War.
Hooray!
Yeah!
Yeah,
that's only number four, you guys. We got six more of these.
Yeah,
you freaking kidding
time.
Me? Come on. All right, number five. America is the most generous nation on earth. If there's a disaster anywhere in the world, you can count on America to help.
Facts.
Our free yeah. market system makes it possible for us to share, but it is in our hearts and our values that compel us to do so.
Yes.
That's true.
That is very true, and it's overlooked.
The United States basically rebuilt and funded the rebuilding of Europe after World War I and World War II.
It's not just overlooked. It's taken advantage of. Like, the people out there know that that is the case. And Donald Trump just simply says, we'll keep doing what we're doing, but you've got to step up too, because the amount of good or effort or defense or whatever the situation is that can be achieved, you can't just come to us for us to be your piggy bank, because that's not generosity. That's why you're taking advantage of somebody. And if you're going to be generous, you're not generous to people who just constantly take you for granted. You want to be appreciated, and you need other people to participate in the way that they're supposed to be. Like, the world that we live in outside of Donald Trump, and this is just in recent history that I know and understand more, these people have such high expectations, very, very loud and vocal judgments about the Americans. But boy, do they want our dollar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With their nose stuck up in the air. And he's like, you're going to get our dollar potentially, but here's how it's going to go, and this is what you're going to do for us. And they're like, and then they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, sure.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. Number six, America has led the world in technology and innovation. First to fly, first on the moon, first to mass produce automobiles, the internet, cell phones, and more, all American.
First to land a rocket.
Elon Musk. I love the story that, Trump tells the stories over and over and over again. But I love the one where he's talking to Elon. He's like, can Russia do that? And Elon's like, nope. Can yeah. China do that? Nope.
That was part of his speech last night.
Can yeah. the United States do this? Nope.
That was probably my favorite part of the speech, just because it was the most Trump thing ever. Like, you go into a victory speech declaring that you've won the presidency back, and Trump for at least 4 minutes is talking about
the
Elon
way he
Musk,
landed a rocket.
What him putting a very important person on hold that was in the crowd and him watching it for 45 minutes with this person on hold and him saying, wow, this is unbelievable. It was, that was the best part of the speech.
Yeah, you see it come down, it wraps its little arms around it and you can't believe it. Yeah, he said,
Elon, do you have a paint that can withhold the
heat? Yeah, he said, no, it hasn't been made yet. Like, this is your victory speech.
Yeah.
I want to hit one more here because a lot of these are kind of related. American medical care is the best on the planet. We subsidize this across the world, too. Nobody ever talks about that. And America has made genuine racial progress and has led the world in doing so.
It's the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
It's the God's honest truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good day. It's a good day to be with you, and thank you for being with us. Jory Murdoch and Joe Concha, hold on tight. Great 1 o'clock hour on The Annie Fry Show, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.